If you're thinking about investing in solar panels for your home or business, the local wastewater authority is probably not the first place you would call. But State Impact Pennsylvania's Ann Danahy reports in Centre County, a wastewater agency that's looking to help more people go solar might be a good place to start.
That's the sound of a solar energy field in the making. Installation of the solar panels is on about 9 acres of what had been a hay field just outside of State College.
They are driving the piles down into the ground to a point where they have enough stability so that when the wind blows, the solar panels are going to stay where they are and not blow away.
Corey Miller is executive director of the University Area Joint Authority, which handles wastewater treatment in the State College area. The solar array project is in its second phase.
We're doing this basically to save people money.
There also might be something in it for the authority. We'll come back to that in a minute.
We found that by doing solar, we will, in the long run, save several million dollars on energy. So we get to go green and save money at the same time.
When this part of the project is up and running, UAJA, as it's known, will be getting about 80% of its power from solar annually. But it also means they're going to max out on how much solar power they can generate and get credit for, about 5 megawatts for UAJA. In Pennsylvania, state law limits the size of power generation by solar arrays.
The only way for us to continue to do solar is to go do it on other people's property. So we're looking to hopefully figure out a way to legally go fund projects on people's homes and businesses and nonprofit organizations to help them make the leap to solar.
Miller says the authority is essentially becoming a bank for someone to get solar panels on their roof. That includes customers who don't have the money to pay for the work up front. For its part, the authority is looking at breaking even. And it fits in with the center region's own goals for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. The plans are for a pilot project of about 300 homes, businesses, and nonprofits. There's already interest.
I'm definitely number one on the list. I think I called him like 6 hours after they had introduced the idea.
Penny Eifrig had been getting ready to sign a contract to have solar panels put on her roof when she heard about the UAJA project. So she called her contractor back.
Rather than say, hey, I'm ditching you for somebody else, I said, here's a chance for you to really expand your business.
Under the plan, UAJA will cover the upfront cost for a contractor to install the solar panels. That could typically cost $10,000 to $15,000. For customers who opt in, a separate line on their UAJA bill will be for the panels. At the same time, they should see their power bills go down. And the panels would be paid off in 20 years or so.
I think it's a wonderful project. Going forward, we have so much to do and very little time to do it. So everything we can do right now is super important.
UAJA's plan is so new that several environmental and governmental organizations weren't ready to talk about the details. But they do see the benefits of going solar. Rob Altenberg is director of the Energy Center at Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future. He says solar is cheaper than it was a couple years ago, and for big projects, it can offer protection from rising fuel costs in the future. Aside from the siting, the biggest roadblock to solar panels is having the capital to invest.
You know, when you're seeing businesses that are looking at novel ways to assist people in financing solar and, you know, see the benefit from it, I mean, that's just great.
Remember that part about what might be in it for the authority? The project could also mean getting what are known as nutrient offset credits. Pennsylvania is one of the states required to cut runoff to the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Pollutants, like nitrogen, come largely from agriculture, along with urban and suburban runoff and wastewater treatment plants. They damage the water quality in the bay and the animals that depend on it.
What we're hoping is that we will be able to win our argument with the state of Pennsylvania that putting solar panels in decreases the amount of nitrogen that is discharged from conventional fossil fuels, which means we're doing this for water quality as well.
Miller says that would be an added benefit for the project. Harry Campbell is with the Pennsylvania Office of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
As a society, as a community, we are all interconnected and interdependent. And within half of Pennsylvania, we drain, our rivers and streams drain to the Chesapeake Bay, which is a 64,000 square mile watershed of hundreds of thousands of little rivers and streams that flow into the Chesapeake Bay.
Campbell says runoff from developed areas in ag has grown.
Overall, Pennsylvania is significantly behind in meeting its Bay commitments, particularly in addressing runoff from agricultural areas and urban and suburban stormwater runoff.
But one area of success has been cutting nitrogen from wastewater treatment plants, and UAJA in particular is recognized as state of the art. UAJA is still working through the legal and technical details, but Miller says they don't own the idea.
Anybody can take the idea that we came up with and apply it in their own community. All they have to do is go knock on the door of one of their local municipal authorities.
The proposal has been shared with the state college area municipalities, and so far the response has largely been positive. It will need to get formal approval from the local governments. Eifrig, who's been waiting to get panels installed on her home, says along with the environmental benefits, there are perks.
I have a hot tub that I don't use because I always feel bad about wasting that much energy to go in a hot tub every once in a while. But if I had energy being produced on my roof, I would use my hot tub.
The solar panel project could kick off this summer. I'm Ann Danahy, State Impact, Pennsylvania.